Well, this morning we're having a change. I've come to Leiden Community Centre to join the U3A line dancing group. And with me at the moment is Sheila Turland, who's been running this group right from the start, and she's going to give us all the lowdown. Morning, Sheila.
Good morning.
Can we start by finding out for our listeners when this group started and how it started?
It started in 2009, September 2009. I was running a class for a lady whose class I used to go to. Her husband was really poorly. She couldn't take the class, so I took it over just until she could come back. And somebody asked me then if I could teach a U3A line dance group. I'd never heard of U3A at the time. She said, you won't get paid and you've got to join. So I thought, you know, how could I refuse such an offer? And I've been doing it ever since.
And the rest is history.
Yes.
And how many groups do you have now?
Three.
Three? Mm. When are they?
Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, Friday morning.
Are they graded by standard of dancing or difficulty?
They weren't at the beginning, but it has evolved into like the Wednesday group, which is the newest group, is now, I would say, high improver intermediate level. Thursday is a mixture of both. The first hour is a little bit easier, and then we go on to more difficult. Friday is purely beginners.
And do you do any classes for people with three left feet like me?
Everybody says that, but it's not true.
How long does a class last?
Wednesday and Thursday is 2 hours. Friday is an hour.
That's quite a long time. But you hear good music as well. I've been listening while I've been getting ready to talk to you.
Fantastic music,
And how many members have you got altogether?
I don't know how many in total, but I usually get round about 35 to 40 each session.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite a lot. It's a good job you've got a big hall.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And is that an equal mix of gentlemen and ladies or guys and gals?
No. More ladies than men. Men are very few and far between.
Why am I not surprised?
I don't know, really.
Rumour has it that you do a lot of work for charity.
Brighter Futures at the moment, The first time I did socials was for any charity, really, that the members wanted me to do.
What's a social, then?
It's a social. It's an evening event where anybody can come and join in. It's not purely U3A members.
So the social evenings are
for anybody.
You
can
see
do
a sign
line dancing. It's just that whatever money they pay in this hall goes to charity.
And at the moment, it's going to Brighter Futures.
This year, it's gone to Brighter Futures.
Who are doing very well. And I heard the other day they're very nearly on £2 million now.
Brilliant.
Which is fantastic.
It is.
Anyway, you're talking about...
Yeah, because a few of my ladies are sort of survivors of breast cancer. And one of them mentioned to me about Brighter Futures.
Yeah.
I thought, well, all charities are good charities, really.
Absolutely.
And this is so local.
Exactly.
And it's so vital.
Yeah.
And that's why I got involved in...
Yeah.
So everything from this year has gone to Brighter Futures.
And next year will be a different charity?
I don't know.
You haven't thought that far
yet? No, not really. Because it's such hard work putting on these socials that...
I'm sure
it
is.
I have to think really hard about whether I'm going to do any more, actually.
And do you do all this on your own?
Pretty much, yeah. I like to organise it myself, because...
But the normal sessions here, you have someone else who can do
somebody else steps in and they do a couple of dances on a Wednesday and a Thursday so that they can carry on when I'm not here.
When you're not
so
here.
So the classes can carry on when I'm not here,
Do you call it calling, like they're doing barn dancing, or is it, what
not
do you
really,
call it?
Not really, no, you just teach and
teach
then
and
show them and
show
get
them
on with it, really.
Well, later on, I want to sort of listen in and listen to you telling them what to do and so on.
Okay, yeah.
And then maybe at the end I can talk to one or two of your dancers.
That's fine.
And
I told them yesterday that you would be coming, and I said, you can be quite honest. I said, but don't swear because it might be going on the radio.
I don't think we're too worried about swearing, as long as it's not really naughty.
No.
What are the benefits for you of line dancing? What would you say, not for you, but generally for...
Just keeping fit, body and mind. Keeping the memory working, because you've got to learn these dances. But when you've learnt them, you've got to remember them.
Right.
So, it just keeps you fit. Lovely social thing.
Yeah.
I've seen many, many friendships blossom here.
Ooh.
People that didn't actually know each other, and now they're really good buddies. So it's great to see.
Have you had any wedding bells out of
these?
No.
This is...
Right, just...
Ladies, because we don't get many men.
No,
so.
no, sure. So this mind and body thing, which as U3A we keep on banging on about, but it's so important, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Keep healthy in your mind and your brain, and and body.
Yeah, use it or lose it.
Use it or lose it, absolutely.
That's so true, that is.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, I tell you what, they're piling in now, folks. I'll let Sheila go back and get to organising. We'll hang around and listen to some music, and then we'll come back and talk to one or two members.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Well, we go and join Sheila in the hall now whilst she walks the dancers through the first dance they're going to do today, and then we'll stay and listen for a little while before moving on.
Okay, start with the left foot. So it's step, touch, kick, pull, cross. Step quarter turn, step hitch, two steps back, coaster step, point, cross, forward recover, shuffle, quarter turn to your right, weave to your right, cross, side, behind, side, cross, recover, shuffle, quarter turn, two walks and a shuffle. Once more, step, touch, kick, full cross, step quarter turn, step hitch, two steps back, coaster step, and point, cross, forward, recover, shuffle, quarter turn. Now weave, one, two, three, four, cross, recover, shuffle, quarter turn, walk, and shuffle. Okay, Francis, yeah?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, let's go for it. Five, six, seven, eight. Coaster, point, cross. Quarter turn, weave. We start again. Point, cross. Quarter turn, weave. Let's take a little love trip. Lock the doors and try to forget. Point cross. There's a pain in the faucet drip. Oh, we've got to get away. It don't matter where we go. Blue Ridge Mountains over Mexico. Just park. That was very traditional line dance music, but they also do much more lively pieces. And here's a bit of rock and roll, which they finished the session with this morning. About 2 hours later now, and I've never seen as many fans except at a flamenco gathering, but I've got one lady here who just wants to say how good this session is and how she enjoys it. So Diane, isn't it?
Yes.
Just tell me what you get out of this session.
Oh, enjoyment, fun, exercise, best thing since sliced bread. And our leader Sheila is absolutely wonderful. She should be a national treasure. The work and everything she puts into it, it's brilliant.
Well, that's the impression I get talking to her as well. So I've got Marion with me now, who's a very avid line dancer, from what I gather, Marion.
Yes, I come 3 times a week and I really enjoy it. Sheila is absolutely wonderful, soul of patience.
And what else do you do in U3A?
Yoga.
You do yoga?
Yes. It's a new class. So I've only just started it, and as you get older, you'd be amazed how much flexibility you actually lose. And it's not until you come to do something like that you realise you've lost it.
It sounds as though you're a great example for growing older is inevitable, living older is optional.
Well, I think yes. There's no point in living for a long time if you're not fit and active.
Absolutely. Nice to hear it from you. Well, I've got Jenny with me now as well, and a few of her friends. They're all absolutely breathless because they've been working so hard for the last 2 hours. But Jenny really wanted to talk a little bit about what she gets out of U3A line dancing. You a regular?
Yes, yeah.
How often do you come?
Twice a week.
Twice a week?
Yes.
And you do the whole 2 hour session?
Yeah.
What's the best thing about it?
The social thing about it is good exercise and it's good for your brain power.
Use it or lose it. Use it or lose it. Yeah. Do you do anything else with U3A?
Go walking on a Friday.
All right.
With the Leiden Walking Club.
Uh-huh. How far do you walk?
About 4 or 5 miles.
Oh, so it's quite a good exercise then.
Yes.
Is it mainly level or do you travel far afield? Or?
Just locally, but it's amazing how it clocks up.
So it's sort of road walking or pavement walking?
Yes, around the lagoon. We're lucky to have a nice lagoon here.
Oh, it's lovely down there, yeah.
Go and feed the ducks on the way.
You're a wonderful advert for U3A, thank you.